K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Promo Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I'm actually in Manhattan, Kansas here on this weekend here, folks, the final weekend of 2024, December 29th, 2024, on a Sunday. Yes, I'm in Manhattan, Kansas, that's right, all things K-State sports, whether that is football all the way to women's volleyball. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for checking out this episode as I am in Manhattan, Kansas for a couple more hours, and then I'm headed back to Kansas City later on this afternoon. So I'm getting this a little bit in here, then getting back to my business, getting back to what I'm gonna do over here, and then it's back to Kansas City. Well, it's back to KC. It's back to Manhattan for the football team. Again, if you missed out, I missed out already on the reaction. It's already up on the Pro Project podcast feed. Again, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast, whether that's iTunes, Spotify, thank you all year for listening to this podcast. We are on the verge of ending this year, 2024, and about to enter into 2025 here in a couple of days. That's crazy. Crazy to sit here and think about, well, kind of going back to the Red Bowl, which K-State record comeback, probably, you probably could put this in the epic comeback department for this team for sure, for this university. But boy, we've seen our share of K-State comebacks on the football side for the longest time. But I wonder if this is the MVPs. And obviously, I talked a lot about Dylan Nortz on the Reaction Podcast. And if you missed it or been living under a rock or haven't listened to the reaction episode, I probably advise you to go listen to that first before listening to this. But Dylan Edwards, coming back to him, a K-State bowl record, 196 the other night against Rutgers in that bowl game. That's more, obviously, than DJ Gins, Deuce Vaughn, and again, shout out DJ Gins, getting ready for the NFL draft in April. But you can give him a little bit of assist. And I said that on that reaction. He pretty much said, nope, I'm not coming back for the bowl. I'm putting the focus on the NFL draft, which, hey, he should. He's going to go down. One of the best backs to go through K-State, Junction City product. But did Dylan Edwards give us something to think about as far as, I mean, look, it's still out there for him, but Dylan Edwards, we talked about the breakaway speed, the big breakaway speed for him, and the big playability, the home run hitter hitting, the home run hitter that I have talked about all year long, all fall long on this podcast, right? So Dylan Edwards showed that ability. He showed the ability all year long, and he showed it again on, what was it, Wednesday night or Thursday night? One of the two. I think it was Thursday night. But with the off day, with the Christmas day, broke it in there. That really screwed things up as far as my days, because you get a day off in the middle, and then it's like, oh, damn, it's Friday already? But, yeah, Dylan Edwards, 18 carries, 196. And don't forget, he had 27 more on, I believe, two catches, 27 more yards. And absolutely abbreviated Rutgers, 233 total yards in the middle of all that ruckus there as well. But he did give us something to think about there. Of course, Joe Jackson, he was great as well on Thursday night. But yeah, Dylan Edwards, MVP, offensive MVP. And if this was not, if you didn't throw a defensive MVP in here for any of these bowl games, I get to that thought in a second. He would be the overall MVP, because when you go back to the 80s and 90s and maybe early 2000s, they had one MVP. You didn't have this offensive and defensive MVP. You just had the bowl MVP. Well, for sure, already gave Dylan Edwards all that and then some, right? And then for whatever reason yesterday, when I was thinking about was the Pop-Tarts Bowl that K-State participated in last year, and there was a lot of talk on my Twitter feed yesterday about that for some funny reason. There was that going on. So I just want to put that out there. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I'm actually in Manhattan, Kansas, recording on Sunday, a huge Sunday for the rest of the day, obviously. spend some time, folks, here over here this weekend, 29th of December, 2024, the final Sunday of 2024. Obviously, it culminated with the big game tonight with my team in it. We're not talking about K-State. We're talking about the Falcons taking on the Commanders. Huge game, man. Did yesterday feel like a playoff game? Majority of these games, NFL games, felt like playoff games. That's what the rest of this day is going to feel like, especially tonight. Huge, huge, huge implications, obviously, with, of course, the Bucks having an easier schedule. But, yeah, so, and the fact that Falcons could pull this off tonight, and I hate jumping to conclusions on any podcast. It'll be a huge step for them as far as securing a playoff bid. Not only that, but a division crown we're talking about here. So, and not only that, and a possible seventh seed. So there's a lot on the table for the Falcons concerned. But flipping a script back to Kansas State. Kansas State did what they need to do as far as winning this bowl game. They had to win this bowl game, losing three out of the four, right? You take it. This team was in trouble. 34-17 in the middle of the third quarter. Dillon was just not score that quick, we could be sitting here singing a different tune, really. Really, for all the game, because K-State, they're getting out-physical there. Up until that point of the football game, they're getting out-physicaled. They're getting outworked by Rutgers. So, and then from that point on, they put it down. They were the physical team. They made the stops made known. So, again, I don't want to repeat myself right now like I did on the reaction podcast, but you can listen to that. But, again, Dillon Edwards, the offensive MVP, 233 total yards in that football game Thursday night against Rutgers, and a huge reason why Kansas State come from behind to win that football game the other night. On the flip side, I want to give a shout-out to Austin Moore, defensive MVP. I'm not handing it out. I saw it on the Twitter. He was handed the defensive MVP. And, yeah, Austin Moore, he was all over the place. I mentioned that on the reaction. I might prepare myself a little bit on here. But Austin Moore got the defensive MVP there, and either he or Austin Romaine, and I might, again, another shout out to Sayshawn Rich, the corner, the freshman young guy, getting it done after he got lighted up in the first half seat. So, but Austin Moore doing Austin Moore things that we've seen him throughout his K-State career. He's moving on, obviously. Now, I don't know if he's going in the NFL draft. I'm not sure, but I like his fellow K-State teammate, Hadley Panzer, putting in another, submitting a request to the NCAA for another extra year. He's not, and he said, basically saying that I got it from Kellis Robinette saying that he will not be going to the NFL. He's already made his decision. He's going to be a farmer, which is probably going to be right here in Manhattan. But so that was a little news that came out that I saw on yesterday as well. So the Pop-Tarts Bowl, not K-State related. And then I did see the Hadley Panzer update. So we're getting stuff off the Rate Bowl victory the other night on Thursday night. But yeah, Austin Moore, I did want to confirm that on this podcast today as well. So yeah, rightfully so. Austin Moore, I believe he was a walk-on as well way back when, and to now one of the stellar main linebackers to come through Kansas State. He solidified his legacy as well the other night, doing his thing, and then made some key tackles late in that fourth quarter to solidify that as well. So yeah, I think if my memory is correct, Austin Moore sticking on the team in tackles that night on Thursday night. I'm talking like it was last year. I believe it was six tackles. Austin Romaine led it in total tackles. Austin Moore, like we've seen it all year, he's like top three every week there as well. So I wanted to give his flowers here on this podcast in a thrilling come-from-behind victory on Thursday night to beat Rutgers in the Rate Bowl. And I believe for Kansas State, their second consecutive win in the bowl game. Hang on a second. Yeah, because the Big 12 season, we lost that Big 12 championship season, we lost to, got throttled by Alabama. So yeah, this is two bowl wins in a row. Avery Johnson did not play his best ball, but again, when he played when it needed the most, he came up big his way as well. So it's the MVP show here on the podcast here. Dylan Edwards, obviously, a lot of mojo heading into the offseason, of course, and then Austin Moore leaving a legacy at Kansas State here in Manhattan as he was the defensive MVP back on Thursday night in the 2024 Rose Bowl out there in Scottsdale, Arizona, home of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Chase Field. Boy, man. It's a big difference, man. Talking about what? How many minutes was in that third quarter when we scored that touchdown? Dylan Edwards. Had to be with like 6:30 and change left, I believe. Because, again, that right there was the turning point in the game. And probably, again, well, you listen to the turning, the rest of the reaction, what I did the other day. So funny how 15 minutes get changed because we're going to be screwed. But again, proud of the team, proud of my alma mater. And again, that right there shows a lot of character. Chris Klein and his team. Yeah, he kind of called us out. Hey, look, he's the head coach. You say what he needs to be said there as well. But 9 wins and elite company with majority of the teams that are in the college football playoff here in 2024. That is saying something. So hopefully you can build off this momentum here once again for K-State. 9 win season is a big deal. Yes, we know that I've said on this podcast, we didn't get to our big goal, which is winning the Big 12, getting to Arlington and compete for our Big 12 championship. But huge to get this bowl win. And not only that, kind of to lighten the load, if you will, for this team. So interesting to see how the rest of the, or the start of offseason, or you say the rest of the transfer portal season goes, as it kind of ended yesterday there as well. But I just want to come on here in Manhattan, Kansas, actually, to record here on this Sunday as we finish up the last weekend here of 2024 on the podcast side here, folks. So K-State Nation. So Dylan Edwards, your MVP on the offensive side of the ball. And if you want to put it really, your overall MVP, and Austin Moore, your defensive MVP, from the 2024 Rose Bowl, the victory, the comfort high victory, 44-41 over Rutgers on Thursday night. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or when I have a chance to record K-State content, I come in here in Manhattan, Kansas. I'll be making my way in a couple hours shortly back to Kansas City to catch the Falcons game, Sunday night game, against the Commander, Washington Commanders here. Huge game. So we'll see what happens tonight. Trying to keep my expectation down. That's for sure. Trying to have a low key expectations here. We'll see. But there is a lot of excitement. That is for sure for the Falcons. And of course, for your football team here in Manhattan, Kansas, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. We'll be back. I don't know the schedule on the Podbean app going forward here. We'll be back for sure. I don't know the schedule for at least for this week's concern with New Year's and all that over there with Alex Aiden, Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast over there on that channel. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Continue to have a safe holiday season. We'll talk to you here coming up this week. Go Cats.